Well, it's that time of year again, obviously, here at 722. You start thinking about getting all the stuff together, although a lot of it hasn't been mailed out yet for us to get our taxes done, or do our taxes, if you're a hearty soul. And there are some things you need to start thinking about to make the job easier for yourself. And the guy we've depended on now for years is Luis Garcia from the Internal Revenue Service. And when I say Luis, you really do say, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And you really do help, Luis. So happy new year to you.
Happy new year. I try.
Well, you do. And I know the IRS encourages all of us to use online resources before calling the IRS. And there have been a lot of things that have happened as a result of the COVID era, tax changes, broader pandemic challenges. The IRS phone systems received more than 145 million calls last year from January 1st to May 17th. That would be more than four times more calls than in an average year. So, I mean, that's you guys, like a lot of people, have people out with COVID, and you're a little bit overwhelmed.
Well, you couple that with 10 years of straight budget cuts, and, well, we're doing the best that we can with what we have. And unfortunately, the ones that come out on the short end of the stick are the taxpayers that need help, that want to know where their stimulus payment is or how they can claim that advanced child tax credit. And that's, you know, personally, it's really very, it's very hard to deal with because you're working hard as you can. And this is, people depend on this money. I mean, there's some really harrowing stories that we hear, like, hey, this money could like literally change my family's life. But we just don't have the resources to do it. But there's a lot of angels out there, a lot of people that are helping for free. There's the Accounting Aid Society. They do a fantastic job every single year. AARP has free tax preparation. There's a lot of, apart from the IRS, a lot of organizations that do free work and offer free tax preparation. And there's the hearty group of tax professionals out there, your CPAs, your enrolled agents that are certified to go before the IRS. And they are really a great resource to tap into, that if you're, you know, somebody who's always used, let's say, tax preparation software, just, you know, broke out the pencil and paper and the calculator and then just sat down with the publications to work out your own taxes, and things are getting a little complicated. If you feel comfortable reaching out to a tax professional, they do fantastic work. Be careful. Make sure you choose carefully. Make sure you check out their certifications. Look them up. We have a database online to find people who are registered to file taxes. Because by law, if somebody files more than 10 tax returns, and they charge for it, they have to be registered with the IRS and have what's called a PTIN, a Prepare Tax Identification Number. And if they don't, they're doing it illegally, and in all likelihood, they're doing something shady that is going to leave you holding the bag.
Yeah, that's the last thing you need. Is there a current tax preparer scam that you can alert us to?
Well, the biggest thing that happens year after year is the most prolific are the ones that work off of word of mouth. And what will happen is they start very early in the year and they will find somebody. Usually it's within an industry. Unfortunately, even police officers fall for this. So they'll find somebody, let's say a plumber, and they'll say, hey, I know the special credit that only applies to plumbers or only applies to attorneys, whatever it is. And I can get you a way bigger refund. And sure enough, you get double, triple the refund that you would normally get. Of course, it's complete garbage. It's a fraudulent return. And so here you get, four times what you got before. And it's a normal fee. But the thing is, tell your friends about it. So the first person is become the first couple people become the unwitting cooperator in this scam. They tell all their friends, "Hey, this guy's fantastic. Got me four times what I normally get."
Jeez.
And then that word of mouth, and all they need is a couple, you know, 50, 100 people. And what they're doing is not only are they taking a big chunk of that refund for themselves, because you can split a refund. So they're illegally, they're charging you for it. Let's say they charge you a couple hundred bucks, what a normal return preparer would charge. And then they're taking half of, let's say, you know, 10 grand. They're taking that 5 grand. Hmm. And you don't know it. You're just elated because you normally get, you know, $1,200. You're getting 5 grand. That's amazing. Well, by the time everything catches up with you, a couple months later, the IRS will say, "Okay, you told us that you had these expenses. We need to see those receipts. Oh, and this account that you said you did research and development with, where is that account? And where's the proof of this?" And all of a sudden, all this stuff starts coming to you, and the return preparer has disappeared and taken all of your money, left you holding the bag. So you got to pay the IRS back. Because remember, here's the thing that a lot of times people don't they get this false sense of security because they see these commercials and say, "Hey, we're going to go with you to the IRS." But they don't understand you signed it. You own it.
Right.
It doesn't matter who prepared your tax return.
It's
your responsibility to look
it's good that you got that out there. We have to run, but organize and gather all the things you need to do to avoid. Now's the time to get ready. Avoid processing delays and speed refunds. You can go to irs.gov. And Luis Garcia, we'll talk to you again. We thank you for your help, as always.
My pleasure.